The elephant in the room. I stood at the back of the auditorium of a popular web design conference, listening to the next speaker. I had that calm sense of euphoria that imposter syndrome speakers always get when they come off stage, and at least have the sense to know that they didn't bomb. I grabbed my coffee and settled at the back with a few of the other speakers, who were happily tapping away and rearranging slide decks. On the stage, a very adept and confident speaker jokingly mentioned a web-related joke that feels decades old, which she was actually sarcastically referring to as being decades old, and the whole room fell about laughing. It was the first time they had heard this reference. It was in that moment I realised the web industry had changed as we knew it. I looked at the other speakers and they, too, had a similar look of realisation on their faces. We've entered a whole new era of the web. Now, I feel I should preface this with, I'm entirely welcoming of new people to the web. I don't believe it's an old girls or guys club, and I love getting emails from newbies in the industry. Recently, those emails have had a similar theme. The web industry as a whole has had an undercurrent of secret whispering, yet no one is talking about it publicly. Work has dried up. There's very few freelancers that I know of making the same living that they were making 3+ years ago. Conferences that were once a staple of every web designer's calendar have disappeared, and no one from the old days can quite put their finger on why the web industry feels different. Work has dried up. How can that be, I hear you ask? We have more devices than ever that need to be designed for. We've got more jobs than ever to do. Or maybe you're one of the lucky ones saying, I'm busier than ever. Judging from what I'm hearing at conferences and what I'm seeing come into my inbox, you're lucky. You're in the minority. Lots, and I mean lots, of people are struggling. We used to have to sell the benefits of being online to our clients. We were once in this minority group who understood this newfangled technology, pioneering best practices and solving problems that would simply be taken for granted. Why? Because we're geeks and we love details. I love us for that. For that, the web industry will always be my home. However, and more importantly, what I'm hearing when I go out to speak at conferences is that a large chunk of people at web design conferences haven't been in the industry very long at all. They actually never even chose the web industry as their profession. They've been sidelined into web jobs from another non-web position within the company, and here lies the issue. I spoke with three ladies who worked for one of the largest retailers in America, who were telling me that the entire web team had been plucked from people from other parts of their company who showed natural flair for web projects. The company did this after being exasperated by seeing how much they were spending on agencies to get the same jobs done. They decided to go in-house. This happened time and time again at conference after parties. Similar stories. Big companies realising they were spending on talent that they didn't own. So recruiting talent or finding existing people within a company to step up. It didn't matter who I spoke to last year. Similar stories of hiring internally rather than using external agencies or freelancers cropped up. And thus, a significant new breed of web designer was born. Companies who would have once used small studios or freelancers to complete their projects no longer needed to use them, and work started to dry up for people who had relied on the abundant freelance lifestyle that was once afforded to them. Now, I know it's happening. I'm seeing it. I'm hearing it via friends. I'm seeing the heartbreaking repercussions of perfectly talented people emailing me in desperation, asking whether I have any tips or insider knowledge about getting work. There are people who are trying to pursue jobs for hours upon hours a day and getting zero leads. At this point, I feel I should point out that I consider myself out of the freelance game. I went to work for a startup in Los Angeles for over a year. I worked exclusively for them during that time, and there was no way I could continue freelancing and holding down working at a startup. When I returned to normal life from startup land, I made a conscious decision that I didn't want to go back to selling my time for money as I knew it. The web had become a hugely complex place. raising rates to compensate for the additional time that we now had to take in ensuring websites are now compliant across every browser from an Xbox to an iPhone, didn't come without a fight and a huge amount of education. It was something that left me, as a single person studio, wide open, and I had two side projects entirely zapping my time. During that time though, I cannot tell you the amount of tire kickers I had pop up. Another reoccurring thread. I convinced myself for a short period that maybe I wanted to do client work after all and engaged in a few inquiries that came in my inbox. These inquiries all went down a similar route. I'd schedule the call, get on the call for an hour, and during that hour someone would bleed me dry of ideas of or how I would go about things, for me to find that they would then take that advice to their in-house team and implement it before the week was out. I don't do consultation calls without being paid anymore. To have an open and honest conversation about what you think should be done means pulling from your toolkit knowledge base that's taken you years of hard work and education. You should be compensated for that. I digress. Why is no one talking about this? I received an email last night that was heartbreaking. One of many I've received recently. Again, asking me for advice on where someone would pick up solid leads and work. And I simply told him the story of what I found at conferences and speaking to people on the inside of the industry. There's a handful of people I know still doing really, really well, but there's an awful lot of people struggling and not speaking about it. I understand why, entirely, but it's not going to solve anything. Our power has always been in our web community. We're exceptionally good at creating movements and solving things as a community. It's time to dig deep and put as much time and effort into helping our community as we once did fixing browser quirks all those years ago.